You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chintal Patel here. Hello, and welcome to this bonus cook-along episode from the BBC Good Food podcast. In this week's podcast, we talked about how to eat a balanced diet. And here, I'm going to give the BBC Good Food recipe for quinoa-coated salmon and sweet potato fish cakes. Don't forget that you can pause this episode at any time if you want to cook along. And if you want to know the nutrition per portion, you can find this on our website, bbcgoodfood.com. This recipe will take about 25 minutes to prep and 30 minutes to cook, and it serves four people. For this recipe, you will need 750 grams of sweet potatoes, which is about four medium-sized sweet potatoes, 65 grams of quinoa, a red and black mix if possible, 1 tablespoon of oil, plus a little extra for brushing, 240 grams of skinless and boneless salmon fillets, a small bunch of chives, finely chopped, 90 grams of watercress, and 200 grams of frozen peas, cooked. Step 1. Wash the sweet potatoes and prick each of them a few times with a fork. Cook them in the microwave for around 10 minutes. They may take a little longer or shorter depending on the size of the potato. Alternatively, bake them in the oven at 180 degrees for about 45 minutes. Scoop the flesh into a bowl and reserve the skin to make crisps. To make the crisps, drizzle the skins with a little olive oil, sprinkle with salt and pepper or smoked paprika, and bake in an oven at 180 degrees C until crisp. Step 2. Tip the quinoa into a saucepan and pour over 150 ml of boiling water. Cover with a lid and simmer for about 15 minutes until the water has been absorbed. Drain well and spread out onto a plate and set aside until you're ready to use it. Step 3. Drizzle a little oil in a frying pan over a medium heat. Then fry the salmon fillets for a few minutes on each side to cook them. Tip the salmon into a bowl with the cooked sweet potato and add in the chives. Mix well to break up the fish and season with some salt and pepper to taste. Step 4. Heat the oven to 180 degrees C or 160 degrees for a fan. Form the mixture of sweet potato and salmon into 8 equal-sized fish cakes. Dip each fish cake into the plate of quinoa and coat fully, pressing it to help it stick. Then, brush each fish cake with a little olive oil and place onto a lined baking tray. Bake for about 15 to 20 minutes until golden. Serve with the watercress and cooked peas and the sweet potato crisps if you like. Thank you for listening to this bonus cook-along episode. For more recipes, visit bbcgoodfood.com.